Radio NFM, die stem van die Namakwa mense, moedig die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van uiteenlopende sienings aan. Sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is dus hulle eie en nie die van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Herhalende opmerkings, kreetaal, discriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word nie.
And just like that, your time, ladies, 1:15 is that this minute we turn our attention to the growing concern affecting both the taxi operators and commuters across the country, including right here in the Namakwa region. In the South African National Taxi Council, Santaco has raised an alarm over the fuel price, reports of shortage and also the rising cost of diesel, and all of which are said to be placing serious pressure on the daily taxi operations. To help us to unpack this critical issue, we're being joined by Ms. Lina Samboya, the chairperson of Santaco in the Northern Cape province, who will share the insights into what it says to be happening on the ground and what is being done to stabilize the situation and what the commuters can expect moving forward. With all of that being said, I would like to welcome you, Ms. Samboya, for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sempiwe. Good afternoon, all the listeners of Radio NFM. Thank you.
Come on, all a begin, baby matter of just can you tell us what would you say Santaco's main concern regarding the current fuel price, and how is the situation currently affecting the taxi operators, especially if we may look at here at home in Namakwa?
Yes, Sempiwe, I want to state it that seeing that our commuters are definitely Afrikaans-speaking, So I prefer to address the community, to address the commuters, to address our operators in mother tongue language.
Da, I see a problem. I can anhan.
Thank you, Sempiwe. Santaco, in eerste instantie, neem kennis van die brandstofverhogings wat op 1 april om middernag in werking getreed op die jaar 2020. Santaco verwelkom echter die korttermijn brandstofverligting wat deur ons regering daar gestel is, maar in diezelfde asem wil ons toch verbruikers waarsku dat prijsaanpassings nie te fair is. So ons moet in gedachte hou dat die diens wat gelever word, word onder geweldige druk gelever. So as ek so uiteensit hoe dit ons verbruikers raak, wat vir ons ook een bekommernis is, en het raak ons allemaal. Het sy een leierskap hoedanigheid, of jou gewone operator op die grond, die operateer, dit raak ons. Huidiglik sit ons nie in een goeie spuis van die ekonomie. Ons gemeenskap dwars oor Namakwa-land, of Namakwa, is feitlik 90 plus welzijnsgemeenskappe. Ons gemeenskappe is afhankelijk van krans. Ons gemeenskappe, diegene wat nie toelaas of krans verdien, verdien toch klein inkomste. So daarom kan ons onomwonde stel dat ons welzijnsgemeenskappe dwars in die grense van Namakwa het. Die meerderheid van ons mense maak gebruik van publieke transport dagliks. Van die huis na die werk, van die skool, die huis na die skool, enzovoorts. So dit is dagelikse operations wat ons definitief vervoer nodig.
Just in short, what would you say this situation means for everyday commuters, having highlighted a bit of it, how it affects them, especially those who rely on taxis for their primary mode of taxi? Some taxi associations are already said to be considering the prices to increase them following this scarcity of the petrol. What should the commuters expect on the upcoming days or also weeks?
Ja, vir die onmiddellike nabye dae sal ek sê dat ons as Santaco definitief eers assessments gaan doen sodat ons moontlike prysverhogings kan koördineer. Ek weet dat dit baat nie gee verhoog pryse geweldig en dan van die verbruiker, die commuter, kan dit nie bekostig nie, dan maak hulle nie gebruik van die diens nie. Wat beteken, dan kry die operateur ook nie 'n inkomste nie. So ons sal definitief baie versigtig moet wees, wanneer het ons begin kyk na moontlike prysverhogings. Ons sal dit versigtig moet doen en baie verantwoordelik, sodat ons 'n balans bring tussen volhoubaarheid, om altyd die diens te kan lewer. Maar ook, hoe bekostigbaar is dit? Baie keer, soos ek bewus is daarvan, as daar prysverhogings in brandstof is, dan soms kyk jy na kruissubsidiering. Jy kyk na maniere hoe om die verhoging te absorbeer, sonder om in jou eie prys 'n verhoging te maak. Dat is nu ons die verbruiker, die commuters, probeer beskerm.
And is there any proposition for the commuters subsidy model and how would it benefit for both the operators and the passengers? And if we may take it to the side as to what would you say are the immediate steps from the Santaco that will be taking to protect the operators and the commuters during this difficult time?
Simpiewe, vir die taxi operateer is daar geen taxi subsidy model heidiglik nie. Ons sikkel al oor die afgelope paar jare om wel ook die taxi subsidy in gebruik te kan neem. Daar is al tot op nasionale vlak is daar bepaalde ooreenkomste aangegaan, maar dit kom net nie van die grond af nie. Die taxis kry nie subsidie soos die busse, sommige busse, nie almal nie, sommige busse. Die inwoners van Concordia en Nababie sal weet. Concordia se bussubsidie is huidiglik nie in werking nie, maar hulle is die afgelope jare is hulle gewoond aan die bussubsidie. Dan bevoordeel dit beide die verbruiker, maar ook die operateur. Nou op dieselfde basis vra ons definitief aan vir die taxi subsidie ook, sodat die verbruiker dit in sy sak kan voel, maar dat die staat dan ook die operateur kan bevoordeel. Want die bedrag, die geld per verbruiker, kom na die operateur toe. So die operateur kan 'n verligte prys vra, 'n mindere prys. So die minder prys bevoordeel die verbruiker direk in die sak. En die operateur, omdat hy dit eenmalig ontvang van die departement transport, dit is ook 'n voordeel vir die operateur. So huidiglik het ons geen commuter subsidy model nie. En soos wat ek sê, ons vra om reg, en hierdie prysverhoging van 2026, wat jy kan amper sê, baie abnormaal is, bo verwagting, 'n baie hoë prys. Kan 'n mens verwag dat ons dalk moontlik verwikkelinge kan sien? Ons wil ook nie sê die verbruiker moet wag vir sê binne 'n paar dae nie, of binne 'n paar weke nie, want dit bly na die onderhandelingstafel toe teruggaan om te kyk wat kan ons onderhandel in die beste interest van ons mense.
Does that is says to Ms. Leah Samboya, the chairperson of SANTAC in the Northern Cape Province, speaking to us about the ongoing fuel prices, which have recently been hiked by 3 rand, and its impact to the taxi industry and the commuters, and also the lender perspective as the association. With all of that, SANTAC, we believe that they are engaging with the government and the key stakeholders to find sustainable solutions that can protect both the operators and community lender public during this challenging time. Ms. Lenta Samboya, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Simpiwe, for a last statement. We definitely request or ask the commuters to bear with us, to understand and cooperate to the taxi industry in this challenging time. But the industry is still bargaining for the best options for the commuters and the operators. Thank you.
That is it, Mimi. And sir, with any of that being said, stay tuned to Radio NFM as we're going to be keeping you informed in terms of what is there to be happening on to the grounds of, especially following this tension that is happening on the international soil as to where we are standing as the country, and also having that the prices says to be hiking, affecting motorists, some of the lender public transport services, which are being offered right up in there. Stay tuned to Radio NFM as we are going to be bringing you more as to what it says that will be happening on to the ground.